Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 51st Lord's Day, which means we have this week and next week. And then in 2022, I will be launching some new weekly ministry tools to do online. I'll talk more about that in the new year. It'll look differently than it does this year, but we will be doing something. And I ask for your prayers for that, for the planning. And for the content is the most important thing. So pray for my heart, pray for my preparations, and let's get on with this today. 51st Lord's Day, going on in the Lord's Prayer. Today's Give Us Today Our Daily Bread. I'll pray for us, and we'll get into it. Father, I thank you. We thank you that you provide for us. Even though so many days and so many times from a earthly perspective, from a limited perspective, We feel like we don't have everything that we need, but we know that you have given us everything that we need for life, for godliness, for the future. You take care of us according to your purpose. We have nothing that we should render to you except for thanksgiving, for your provision, for your mercy, for your grace to us, for your promises in Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Okay, 51st Lord's Day. Question 145. What does the fourth request mean, meaning the fourth request in the Lord's Prayer? Give us today our daily bread. It means, do take care of all of our physical needs so that we come to know that you are the only source of everything good. So there's one thing that we're asking God for, to take care of us. It's not wrong to ask God for that. We should ask God to take care of us, our physical needs, with an eye toward this, with a heart toward this, so that we grow in our knowledge of God as the source of all good. And that's what it says here. Do take care of all of our physical needs so that we come to know that you, God, are the only source of everything good. And then he continues, and that neither our work and worry nor your gifts can do us any good without your blessing. So those things, good things, apart from God and apart from God's blessing, lose the good intent that they have. They lose their impact if they don't turn us to God. Turn us to God to see his goodness, to be grateful to him, to grow in our gratitude and appreciation of him is the point. So we have to have that eye toward God, not just things, not just blessings, but the one who gives them. And if you strip the gifts from the giver, they lose their point, they lose their impact. And so help us to give up our trust in creatures and put trust in you alone. The issue of trust underlies this. Of course, we want to grow in our trust in God, no matter what's going on around us, knowing that we are safe and secure in his hand, with all things true and lasting, spiritual and eternal. God takes care of us here in different ways to remind us of his ultimate care in Christ. Question 146. What does the fifth request mean? Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, means because of Christ's blood, do not hold against us, poor sinners that we are, any of the sins we do or the evil that constantly clings to us. That's forgive us our debts. And forgive us just as we are fully determined, as evidence of your grace in us, to forgive our neighbors. Forgiven people are forgiving people. Christians need to be gracious. Christians need to be merciful. We need to be looking to forgive others, willing to forgive others. Why? Because God has forgiven us. Forgiveness is not something that you earn or deserve from God, something he freely gives us in Jesus. And that should transform us. That does transform us to be a forgiving people. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those, as we also forgive our debtors. Commit to heart. Revelation 22, 20 and 21. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of Lord Jesus be with you, be with all. Amen. And the Bible ends. Jesus is coming, and his grace needs to be with us. His grace toward us and his grace in us. So we be gracious to each other and to others in his name. We're representatives of God, of Christ on earth, And if that's true, and it is true for those of Christ, we need to model his forgiveness as part of our witness, part of our testimony to who we are as children of God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the strength and perseverance you give us in this world. Through the trials of life, we thank you for your presence and your comfort. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you next week for the last, here you can see it right here, a little preview, the 52nd Lord's Day, finishing up the Lord's Prayer and finishing up the year of these weekly catechisms. God bless you. We'll see you soon.